Thank you, Chair. As this is the first time addressing the room on behalf of ENCO Justice, we would first like to thank you for your continuous efforts both before and during the meeting. Given the focus of our organization to advocate for the human-centric development of AI, there are two points we would like to bring under attention. In the third paragraph, the view is expressed that there should be a prohibition of laws that, in all circumstances, make the civilian population as such, individual civilians or civilian objects, the object of an attack. Now, the greatest proposed advantage of using autonomous weapons and automated decision-making in general, for example, limiting combatant loss of life, can be achieved if and only if the potential targets are objectified and categorized. Without this classification, including objectifying and categorizing human beings, the benefits of using algorithms for the use of force are close to none. Hence, the only way in which the civilian population is not made an object of attack would be to regulate the classification of objects within the algorithmic decision-making of AWS. If we know one thing about objectifying and classifying human beings, it is that it is the first step towards a crime that we should under no circumstance invite through loopholes in any future AWS instrument, and that is genocide. We thus have a choice here. Either we facilitate any power with bad intentions to commit genocide, or we decide to carefully regulate classification with the intent of use of force. The latter would also be aligned with good practice in AI regulation, and that is to regulate the risk rather than the specific characteristics of a system. Systems change, the value of human life does not. Then secondly, the fourth paragraph refers to the required anticipation and control over the effects of an attack, which in the case of automated weapon systems requires the predictability and reliability of used algorithms. Building on the argument posed just before on the focus of classification, it should also be noted that over time this classification automatically becomes less accurate. This is caused by what data scientists, like myself, would call algorithmic decay or model drift. Decay is caused by an AI algorithm self-learning based on historic data without being able to adapt itself to a changing environment or changing relationships between variables. All this technical explanation does come to a point, I promise, and that is that the only way to ensure anticipated and controlled effects of AWS is by requiring periodic reassessment of the evaluation measures that undoubtedly will have to be part of any future instrument to be effective. Summarizing, we call on high contracting parties to specifically consider the meaning of these words to the algorithmic context of automated weapon systems by focusing on the classifying and objectifying aspects and include regular reassessment of evaluation measures in any future instrument. Thank you.